Culture 8. Exercise 2. Page 70.
The Borgen Project. The World Bank defines extreme poverty as living on less than $1.90 a day. But it's not just about money. People living in extreme poverty also lack safe homes, clean drinking water, enough food, access to healthcare or education, and they often work in dangerous conditions. The Borgen Project is a non-governmental organization with one mission: to end extreme poverty. They are sure it is possible if only the governments of the world would use their power to help. For example, members of the Borgen Project believe it would take $265 billion a year to end world hunger by 2030. This is less than half the amount of money the USA spends on defense every year. The story behind the Borgen Project is the story of one man, Clint Borgen. As an American student, he traveled to Europe to volunteer at a refugee camp. The extreme poverty he saw there changed his life forever. He returned to the States determined to do something so that no one had to live that way any longer. Clint graduated from university, and after working as an intern at the United Nations, he took a job on a ship in Alaska to raise money to fund his idea. In 2003, from his laptop on board the cold, dark ship, he launched the Borgen Project. The Borgen Project now has volunteers working in over 900 US cities and in many other places around the world. The aim of the organization is to spread the word about extreme poverty. They educate people about how to demand change from their governments and regularly meet with politicians to discuss how laws can be changed to help and protect those in need. Extreme poverty is still a major issue in our modern world. But the good news is, thanks to campaigning by organizations like the Borgen Project, the situation is improving. In 1990, 1.9 billion people were living in extreme poverty worldwide. Today, that figure is 702 million. Let's hope, in the years to come, we can reduce that number to zero.